Amen. Thank you, Brother Billy. Somebody else might want to praise him. Thank God. You don't know what someone you help to the Lord, get the gospel to them, what God may do through them. And I don't think God's going to forget that. Do you? Acts chapter number 26. Can I read several verses this morning? Acts 26:1, beginning reading, says, Then Agrippa said unto Paul, Thou art permitted to speak for thyself. Then Paul stretched forth his hand and answered for himself, I think myself happy, King Agrippa, because I shall answer for myself this day before thee, touching all things, whereof I am accused of the Jews. Verse number 3, Acts 26 says, Especially because I know there to be expedient in all customs and questions which are among the Jews. Wherefore, I beseech thee to hear me patiently. My manner of life from my youth, which was of the first among my own nation in Jerusalem, known of all the Jews, which knew me from the beginning, if they would testify that after the most straitest sect of my religion, I lived a Pharisee. And now I stand and am judged for the hope of the promise made of God unto our fathers, unto which promise our 12 tribes instantly serving God day and night. Hope, it said night. Hope to come. For which hope's sake, King Agrippa, I'm accused of the Jews. Why should it be thought a thing incredible with you that God should raise the dead? I've already thought myself that I ought to do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Which things I also did in Jerusalem, and many of the saints did I shut up in prison. Now this is Paul's past life. Having received authority from the chief priests, who would say, when they were put to death, I gave my voice against them. And I punished them often in every synagogue, and compelled them to blaspheme. And being exceedingly mad against them, I persecuted when even to strange cities. For unto as I went to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priest. At midday, O king, here's when something began to happen. I saw on the way a light from heaven above the brightness of the sun shining round about me, and them journeyed with me. And we were all fallen to the earth. I heard a voice speaking to me and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And I said, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I'm Jesus, whom thou persecutest. He said, But arise, stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose. I want to tell you something. God didn't appear to you for nothing. He didn't appear to me for nothing. He didn't appear unto Paul for nothing. He had a purpose. He said, I'm not Paul. Well, he got a purpose too. He saved you on purpose. For a purpose. And he wanted to try to find out that purpose. But he said, for a purpose. Listen to this, to make thee a minister. He could make a minister, and boy, he did. And a witness, what a witness he was. Both of the things which thou hast seen, and of the things in which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles, unto whom now send thee, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness unto light, and for the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. That's Jesus. Wherefore, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision, but showed first unto of Damascus and Jerusalem and throughout all the coast of Judea, and then to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God and do works meet for repentance. For this cause the Jews caught me in the temple and went about to kill me. Having therefore obtained help of God, oh yeah, he got help from God, I continue to this day witnessing both the small and the great, saying unto the things and those things which the prophets and Moses did say should come, that Christ should suffer, and that they should, that he should be the first that should rise from the dead, and should show light unto the people and to the Gentiles. And as he thus spake for himself, Festus said with a loud voice, Paul, thou art beside thyself. Much learning doeth make thee what? Mad. But he said, I'm not mad, most noble Festus, but speak forth the words of truth and soberness. For the king knoweth of these things, before whom also I speak freely. For I am persuaded that none of these things are hidden from him. For this thing was not done in the corner. King Agrippa, believest thou the prophets? I know that thou believest. Then Agrippa said unto Paul, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. Paul said, I would to God that not only thou, but also both, it says, not only thou, but all that hear me this day, were both also and all together such as I am, except these bonds. And when he had thus spoken, the king rose up, and the governor Bernice, they had sat with him. And when they were gone aside and talked between themselves, said, this man doeth nothing worthy of death, our bonds. Then said Agrippa unto Festus, this man might have been set at liberty if he had not appealed unto Caesar. Now, as you notice, verse number 26, and Lord, a lot of the verses in here too, but he said, the king knoweth of these things, before him also I speak freely. For I persuade that none of these things are hidden from him, for this thing was not done in secret. And I want to say, you know, we sung a song, you know, not been long ago, it is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. And I want to try to share this morning. That's been on my heart ever since. And you know, on top of that, y'all been laying this verse on me. I got looking at that, and I said, well, you know, they can't say that nothing about it. They weren't done in the corner. Yeah. And you know what? A lot of people today can't say that they never heard of the Lord Jesus. There ain't many people in America, if they'd be honest, say they ain't heard it somewhere. Right. Yeah. On the radio, on the television, or in the church, on the street corner, yeah, or in the jailhouse or the prison house, somewhere they've heard. So I want to try to share it with you. And then I was coming to church with them this morning. You ain't even believe this. I turned the radio on, and guess what I heard? Just when it turned on, what song came on? It is no secret. I said, thank you, Lord. I said, you know what? That's a good thing to call that this morning. It's no secret what God can do. Hallelujah. What he done for others, he'll do for you. I don't think there's nobody here this morning. None of us ever have been, never will be, not one here this morning. Listen, if you hear this morning not saved, God can save you. Yes. And when you get to the judgment seat, you'll not have no excuse. Felix, King Agrippa, all the rest of these, Paul testified to them. And they got almost. He said, Paul, almost. But almost not good enough. Would you pray with me? Father, I want to ask you this morning, take these words and this scripture, our Father, and open it up unto us. Bless it to our hearts in a special way this morning. Speak to us and throw us a few moments for your glory and for your honor. God, we pray that one soul here this morning never turn to you. They may be one here that's almost persuaded. They may be one here this morning, our Father, that's never made that decision never made our Father and accepted you as our Lord and Savior. Never heard, never seen, never revealed, never been revealed to them. But God, I pray this morning, as you reveal yourself unto us in time past and still visit us, I pray you, Lord, as you revealed yourself unto the Apostle Paul, you do it again here this morning. We do pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory to God. You know what? You see a genuine conversion in the Apostle Paul. I mean, he got converted. Well, you know what? Decisions don't do that. Church membership don't do it. It takes a new birth. It takes being born again. It takes being washed in the blood. Apostle Paul had a new beginning. He was totally different. Can you imagine? On the road to Damascus, persecuting saints, and he goes into this passage of Scripture and he tells us some of his past, what he was doing. He's testifying everywhere he went. He was testifying what he used to be, what God did for him, and how God made him, how God changed him, and how God was using him, and what God's going to do with him. And so the Apostle Paul was a changed man. When you go from persecuting Christians to become one, that's why a lot of Christians were scared of him after he got converted. They didn't know how to take him. They said, hey, that's the one who used to persecute us. That's the one who used to come against us. What's happened to him? God got a hold of him. He met Jesus on the road to Damascus, and no one will ever meet him that won't be changed. Be a new creature. When you get born again, you're in the heavenly kingdom, in the heavenly family, being born again, not a corruptible seed, but incorruptible by the word of God, I keep saying it, which abideth and liveth forever. It's a new creation just as much. It takes the power. We're going to look at that in just a moment. It takes the power of God. The Apostle Paul said, listen, he was serving the devils what he was doing, but God translated, changed him, and took him out of the devil's clan and put him in his, thank God. He'll do the same for you. And he'll do the same. Look what he said. We'll back up a little bit over here. And let's just go to these few of these verses in this chapter. Well, you know how Paul was persecuting Christians? You know, I won't go back and read it, but you know what he said? He said, when I was there, I testified against them. I consented to the death. I was there. I took them. I was persecuting them. I was trying to get them to blaspheme, deny the name of the Lord. You know why? He thought he was right. He did. Notice what he said in chapter number 26. Look what Paul said. He said he called him. When he met the Lord, he said, who is this? He said, I'm Jesus whom thou persecuted. Look at verse number 16. He told him, said, get up, rise up. He said, get on your feet. I've appeared to thee for a purpose. I'm going to make you a minister and a witness. I'm going to sit both of the things which I've seen and heard and what I appear to you. Now notice what he said in verse number 18. He said to open their eyes. Now you know what? Paul got his eyes open on the road to Damascus. He was blind. And you know why people can't see the things of God? Because they're blind. Need their eyes open. You don't come. You're not the first time you're born to this in this world. You don't have. You can't see spiritual things. You know why we look so foolish to the world? You know why? But right now they can't see the spiritual things. They don't see what we see in here this morning. And you may be here this morning, you don't see it. But I'm telling you, Paul said, God said, I'm sending you to open, it said to open the eyes and to turn men from darkness unto light. Listen, we're working in darkness, we don't have no eyes to see with, and we're living in darkness and walking in darkness, people outside of Christ. But God said, Paul, I'm going to send you forth and make you a minister. I'm going to send you forth, and I'm going to give you a message, and if this is the message, what is it? He said, it's going to be this. He said, you're going to turn men from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God. Don't you ever underestimate the power of the devil. He's got power. He does. But he don't have all power. Hallelujah. He said, I'm going to turn you from the power of Satan. Now, some people wonder sometimes, why does people just live for the devil? He got a hold of them. He got power on them. He got a grip on them. Same reason we live for him. Same reason we obeyed him. Same reason, listen, we walked in the darkness once before and walked in the darkness. He that walketh in the darkness, listen, but God's light, him that walketh in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. I'm telling you, God came to get us out of the darkness, open our eyes, and deliver us from the power of Satan. I'm telling you, you're no match for the devil yourself. Listen, that's why the Bible said we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and spirits of wickedness in high places. The devil's got authority and power, and he, listen, he's got a hold of people. That's why people can do the things they do, live the way they live. It's the power of Satan got a grip on them and a hold of them. But I'm telling you, thank God Jesus came to set us free from it, deliver us from it, from the power of darkness, power of Satan. You don't want him for no father. Jesus told him one day, he said, you're your father, the who? The devil. He's a bad daddy. And he's got authority and power. And I'm telling you, but Jesus came to set us free from it. Thank God he did. Whew. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad? I'm glad he did. Glory to God. That's what he said. Turn us from the power of Satan unto God. Amen. That we may receive forgiveness of sins. Hallelujah. Woo! We just sang that song a while ago. Aren't you glad? You have forgiveness of sins. I don't know about you that night, brother, and I got up and that old sawdust, had that sawdust and that altar. You know what I felt like? I felt like somebody had come taking a ton of weight off my chest. I could breathe so much better. Had forgiveness of my sins. He going to get me out from under the power of the devil? Out from darkness, he's going to put me in light? Then he's going to forgive my sins? Pretty good deal. Thank God, that's wonderful. Do you have that? That's what he said. Paul said that's what he's writing. That's Jesus talking. He said, receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Hallelujah. Don't, it's not by the works of the law. Not by your goodness. Not by my goodness. No way. We'd never get enough. But it's all by faith. In the Lord. What a wonderful Savior. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to tell you something. Ain't nothing like living for God. Tell young people something. Teenagers and young couples and all the rest of you. I don't care what the devil tells you. He comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. And he got the power to destroy and destruct your home, your life, everything about you. That's why you need to turn to God. You see, it's a turning point. And God's got the power to turn you. You say, how am I going to get loose from the devil? Leave that up to the Lord. If you're sincere and you repent, put your faith in the Lord, you'd be amazed at what he'll do for you. Hallelujah. Yes, he will. He sure will. He said, and he said, you'll even get an inheritance among them which are sanctified. Hallelujah. Hey, I got something waiting for me on the other side. You know, people was always wanting inheritance. I preached with them the other night, I think, down at the church. But you know what? You know what everybody's always wanting? What am I going to inherit? What am I going to inherit? What am I going to inherit here? I'll tell you the most important thing you better be interested in. Whatever you inherit, you're going to walk off and leave it one day. Or you're going to leave it to your kids, your grandkids. So what you going to do? One time where this guy walked up. He was rich. I mean, super rich. He had this preacher come by and said, come here, I want to show you what what all I got? Take him up in a tower thing. He said, just as far as you can see, every way. He said, I own all that. That's mine. He was pointing, Abel was pointing all that. He said, well, that's all right. But said, have you got anything this way? He said, I don't know. So I want to tell you something. That stuck a note in my heart. You know why? It's not what we got here. It's what we got up here. And Paul said, we're going to get turned from darkness to light. We're going to get loose from the power of Satan. I don't know about you, but somebody says, I want to do my own will. If you ain't living for God, you ain't doing your own what you want to do. You're obeying the other part. You're obeying the devil. Exactly. But I don't like having to. I love obeying the Lord. Don't get me wrong. But everything else, you got to watch it. Obey the Lord. He said, I'll set you free from the power of Satan. Hey. Amen. Thank God for it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, it's no secret what God can do. Hallelujah. You know what? Who's doing all this? Who did all this for Paul? Jesus. Now, I want to say a few things about it's no secret about my Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Ain't no secret what he can do for you. You know why he can do it? Because of who he is. That's it. If you look, there's no secret about his miraculous virgin birth. Is it 7:14? It says, behold, a virgin shall conceive and bring forth a son. They shall call his name Jesus. Emmanuel. Virgin's going to see. Never knew a man. Didn't know one after he was born. That's scripture. That's no secret. People want to say, hey, if you weren't born of a virgin, listen, he wouldn't be who he is. He's God manifesting in the flesh. So, hey, it's no secret. Not a one here this morning. That's not news to you. You've heard it. You know it. That's no secret. No secret what God can do. No secret that why he can do it. Miraculous, wonderful conception and birth. Hallelujah. You know what? That's not all. His life was miraculous. His life was wonderful. Wonderful life. Never been one like it. You know it? Never. His life was sinless. Never sinned. What a Savior. That's no secret. Thank God. That's why he can save us from our sins. Because he never sinned. His life was sinless. His life was serviceable. It was service. It was a life of service given to others. For you, for me, our Lord was. That's no secret. You can see all he did. Dead were raised. The crippled were crippled. The lame rose up and walked. The blind could see. Listen, the diseased were healed. On and on and on his life. He'd go into the mountains and commune with the Father and pray all night long. He walked upon the seas and upon the ways. He calmed the waters and he calmed people's hearts and their lives. His life was full of service. His life was full of the things of works that he did for us while he was here. That's no secret either. Thank God. He can do the same for you. He can speak peace to a troubled soul. If he can walk on the water, and he can, and he can say, peace be still and lay down now, you think he can't say it to us and give us calmness and peace that passeth all understanding? He sure can. Are you troubled? Are you worried? Listen at him. Let him speak to you. Let him speak, peace be still. Wonderful Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. His birth is life. Listen, his death no secret. You know what he said, Paul said to King Agrippa? He said, King, you know about this thing. You heard it. It wasn't done in the corner. I'll tell you what, it was such a day that the sun refused to shine. Darkness came upon this earth. It wasn't done in a corner. It is no secret to anyone. Listen, I'm telling you, thank God that if it used to be a secret, you got in on it. Thank God for it. Tell it. We're not supposed to keep it as a secret either, are we? I'm going to tell it. Some of them people tell you, said, Brother Gary used to say, it's not, I'm not worried about not telling some people, I tell telling or something like that. But you know what? Sometimes people say, don't tell it. We don't tell it. Right? But you can tell anybody far and wide. No secret. Hallelujah. He don't want to keep a secret. He wants everybody to know it. Amen, Brother Ram. He wants everyone to know it. No secret. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Nope. He lived a life. Not only was that, ain't never been nobody preached like him. Mm-mm. I know Apostle Paul, good preacher. But our Lord, He was best. Wonderful. Hallelujah. Glory to God. One day He got out on a boat and just preached to a multitude. You know what? I want to tell you what a wonderful Savior we have. You know what it said in Hebrews? Is it 2:3 or 3:2? 2:3, I get it mixed up sometimes. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? We got a great salvation. Wonderful one. Hallelujah. So there's no secret. Death's no secret. He hung on that cross. Bled and died for you. That you might have eternal life. Paid your sin debt and my sin debt. My sins were laid upon Him. God took my sins, laid upon Him. And listen, punished Him for my sins. And then people want to trample it under their feet. Count it as a no good thing. But what a wonderful thing it is. Our wonderful Lord. So, hey, that's not all. Amen. Did you know His ascension when He left this earth? You think about this. Hey, was some of them standing out there with Him. They were still gazing. And so we know that His ascension, descending back to the Father, was no secret. And you know what? Because they were somewhere with Him, they said to Him, hey, the same Jesus that you sing away shall come again. Hallelujah. So it's going back to the Father is no secret. It ain't no secret. It's a secret when He's coming. But it's no secret that He is coming. No man knows the hour and the day when our Lord's coming. There's been too many that's prophesied and He got out on heels and waiting for Him. But I'm telling you, you better not do that. It's no secret that He's coming. But it, no one knows, Jesus said, no, but my Father which is in heaven. It is a secret. I don't know it. One day He's coming. But He is coming. I do know that. You say, well, I don't know when He's coming. I ain't going to believe He's coming. You better get off that. Just because you know the day and hour, that's Scripture. But He is coming. I can assure you that He is coming. Hallelujah. So there's no secret that He's coming. Sure not. Where are you? Huh? Where are you? Are you in a persuading business? King Agrippa said, verse 28, then Agrippa said unto Paul, almost thou persuaded me to be a Christian. Paul said, I would to God that now not only thy, but also all that hear me this day were all, nor both almost and altogether such as I am, except these bonds. Paul said, I don't want these chains on you. But he said, I wish you was a Christian. I wish you would. I wish you'd altogether such as I am. Paul was a real Christian. You know why? He met Jesus. That same Jesus he met on the road to Damascus that completely changed him can change you if you hadn't ever been changed to a new creature. Altogether different. I almost thought I walked into a different world. I know you think I'm crazy. I thought I was breathing different air. I thought I was seeing different things. It was a whole brand new world. And it hadn't nothing changed, but he changed me. Woo! Glory to God. It's a different life. It's a different world. And that's what God wants to do with you. A new creature. The same power that raised Christ from the dead, you find some of this in Ephesians, is the same power that will change you, and it changes me from my dead and trespasses and sins. Isn't it, Brother Ram? To new life in Christ. Hallelujah. And give me an inheritance among those that are sanctified. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank God. New creature. So you don't have to be almost a Christian. You don't have to almost be persuaded. You can be one. You know what I think a lot of people, the main, I've heard it over and over, and we're going to close in a minute, but I've heard it over and over through the years. I don't think I can live for God. I can't either. You say, that's a surprise. He can. The life that I now live, you know that verse, is it Galatians 2:20? I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, not I, but Christ liveth in me. The life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I don't try to live this life by myself. I can't. I try to let him live through me. That's the only way we can do it. But you can have a new life. And you have it more abundantly. And you can get out of the clutches of the devil. You can get out of his power. You can get out of his persuading. You can get out of his holding and his hope. And you can have a new life in Jesus Christ. I believe that because the Bible said it. And I believe it next because I've experienced it. Paul knew it. He thought he was going on the right road. He thought he was doing the right thing. God completely turned him around. You know what? He was blind, what was it, about 3 days? Looking down. And you know what? The Bible strictly tells us it was midday. Hey, sun's pretty bright, ain't it? Turn your lights on out there when the sun's shining real good. You can't even tell you got them on. Turn them on the car. You can't even tell you got them on. You know what? It said it was brighter than the sun. Hallelujah. Folks, we're headed to a place. There ain't going to be a speck of darkness. It's all going to be light. And there won't have to be no sun. The Lamb's going to be the light thereof. Whew. What a day. Hallelujah. You don't want to miss it. Would you stand with me this morning? I want us to sing that song, if we will. There's no secret. I think, Emily, you know it, Emily. You can play it. Can't you play it? Maybe y'all can help us. We're saying what we know of it. But there's no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. I read one time this You know where the man wrote, I don't remember the man's name that wrote that song, but you know where he got saved? He got saved in one of Brother Billy Graham's crusade, somewhere or another. Years and years. Must have been the 50s, sometime early 50s. You know why? Because I remember hearing my daddy sing it in the 50s, 60s. But you know why he wrote that song? You know what God did to him? Gloriously saved him in one of the camp meetings, meeting revivals. And God gave him that song. It is no secret what God can do. It's no secret what God can do for you. It's no secret what God has already done for us. Hallelujah. What He's done for us. He paid the sin debt for us. It's no secret. Listen, we want to get the message out. What we got, brother? You ready?